Person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Win the ultimate White Sox family reunion. Just listen to the Rokan Show with Anna DeVantes. Weekday afternoons at 5:40 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users just say play WGN on TuneIn. Here is the WGN News.
And at 7 o'clock, good morning, I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom. Partly cloudy, 75 at O'Hare. President Trump became the first sitting president to go into the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea today. The president met face-to-face with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, stepped across the border, and as ABC's Jonathan Carl reports from South Korea, the two leaders talked behind closed doors for about 30 minutes.
The meeting seemed well choreographed. President Trump walking from the South Korean side, Kim Jong-un from the North. Good to see you again, Kim said. Never thought I'd see you here. The handshake across the border. Then the step into North Korea. A first for an American president. And it happened just 32 hours after Trump tweeted the invitation to meet at the border.
President also hinted that Kim may visit the White House at some point. Mayor Lori Lightfoot was on hand yesterday for the 38th annual Proud to Run Chicago and says equality for the LGBTQ community is a constant battle.
I know this as a black lesbian, that we must continue to fight against hate wherever it rears its ugly head.
2,200 runners took part in the race, and of course, the Pride Parade is today. It steps off at noon on the north side here in Chicago. Senator Chuck Schumer says the federal government must do more to investigate the deaths of Americans who traveled to the Dominican Republic. Schumer has asked the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to step in to lend investigative support after 8 Americans died this past year on the island. 6 men were shot in 2 incidents early this morning near the former Cabrini Green site on the near north side. Authorities say 4 men were shot around 1 this morning in the 600 block of West Scott, 3 of them in critical condition. 2 more were shot 20 minutes later in their stable condition. No suspects in custody. An Illinois couple is the victim of a swimming accident. WGN's Roger Battish reports.
An Illinois woman is dead and her husband missing after a diving incident on Lake Michigan in Wisconsin. They were part of a diving team that included a captain and 4 members. The woman and her husband are from Kildare, Illinois. U.S. Coast Guard suspended the search on Saturday. Roger Battish, WGN News.
We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Hey, it's Rokan. Look out at your back deck. If you're not seeing what you want to see, you need to call my friends at Arkadeck. They're going to create that perfect spot to enjoy with family and friends. A place to start the morning, end the day, share a Sunday afternoon. Imagine a cold drink or a hot dinner, or how about grilling your family's favorite meal from your new outdoor kitchen? You've earned it, and Arkadeck's design professionals create solutions that blend form, function, and affordability. Go to their website, ArchitectOfChicagoland.com. You'll get inspired. That backyard might not seem like much now, but Arkadeck's designers will transform that space into your own personal refuge. Now, why Arkadeck? Because their professional staff is focused on design, quality, and service. They're the best creator of outdoor spaces in Chicagoland. How do I know it? Because that's exactly what they did for me. They'll do it for you. Start planning your summer now. Financing is available. ArchitectOfChicagoland.com. ArchitectOfChicagoland.com.
Are you looking for the grill of a lifetime? Since 1966, grill enthusiasts have trusted Broilmaster for its versatile cooking capabilities, convenient features, and unmatched customer service. The versatile multi-level cooking grids, retractor rack, and timeless bowtie burner of the original Broilmaster live on in this new generation of stainless steel grills. With the combination of classic and modern features, the Broilmaster stainless grill is truly the grill of a lifetime. Find your authorized Broilmaster deals at BroilmasterChicago.com.
Attention investors. Stocks got you sideways? Worried about interest rates or recession? Not earning a consistent 18 to 21% on your money? Then diversify into Class A income properties for cash flow and equity profits. National Realty's Class A Property Fund includes only prime income producing new construction properties built far below market value. You're secured, you're diversified, with income from multiple properties paying you. You're prioritized in cash flow ahead of us, and substantial bank appraised equity on prime property backs you. National has a 12
12-year track record of proven success with over $800 million of property under management and hundreds of repeat accredited investors. Prime Brooklyn, Hoboken, West New York, and Delray Beach income properties support you. Stop losses, diversify from stocks, and get secured returns consistently. Call now for free information. Call 201-210-2727. That's 201-210-2727. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first and invest wisely. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. National is a real estate development firm. See us at NRIA.net.
Voices of Pride on WGN Radio. Jerry has lived in Boys Town for 28 years.
I ended up working in a hospice, in an AIDS hospice, for 3 years. And there was a lot of good, I would say, in that it brought us closer together. It taught us to keep an eye out for our individual selves and for those of the community. When I started asking, why wasn't I one of those people that got sick and died? We Small Voice said, somebody's got to be there to take care of them. Somebody's got to be there to teach them and to be with them. We look out for those around us, whether they're part of our tribe or not.
Hear more Voices of Pride at WGNRadio.com. WGN's Voices of Pride is presented through the generosity of Jewel Osco, local since 1899.
This news sponsored by Team Hochberg, WGN Sports. Well, good morning and welcome to Andy Mazur.
I remember you.
I remember you.
Thanks, Schwani. Too much power for the Twins and the White Sox lose game two of their series yesterday, 10-3 at home. Minnesota launching five more home runs. Their league-leading total is now 156 on the year. Eloy Jimenez did hit his 14th of the season in the losing effort. Lucas Giolito ahead of the mound today in the rubber game. I'll have the pregame at 12:35. First pitch with Ed and DJ. 110 right here on WGN. Javi Baez with a grand slam. Jason Hayward homered, and the Cubs blew out the Reds 6-0. It did get interesting in the eighth inning. Pedro Strop hit Yasiel Puig with a 3-0 pitch, and the benches were emptied. No punches were thrown. John Lester will pitch for the Cubs in the series finale this afternoon. Before the game yesterday, the Cubs have designated for assignment Carlos Gonzalez and also placed Cole Hamels on the injured list. In London yesterday, fans were treated to a 12-run first inning, 6 in the top by the Yankees, 6 in the bottom by the Red Sox. In the end, baseball's first game in Europe saw the Yankees outslug the Red Sox 17-13. They're going to finish up that mini two-game set later on tonight. And tonight, Major League Baseball will announce the All-Star reserves and pitchers in a made-for-TV event. We'll find out if Lucas Giolito and James McCann will head to Cleveland for the White Sox, or if Chris Bryant or any Cubs pitchers will make that squad. On the home of the Blackhawks, the Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, our expressways and tollways moving well. A couple accidents. First, downtown, watch for an accident. Lower Wacker Drive and Columbus. And in Lake Forest, we have an accident involving three vehicles at U.S. 41 northbound before Old Elm Road. And, of course, the Pride Parade stepping off at noon today at Montrose and Broadway, moving down Broadway and Halstead from Montrose to Diversey. 1 million people are expected. Strict parking bans will be enforced. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. A partly sunny today. We will see showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon, and very warm and humid, especially inland. Highs reaching the upper 80s inland, 70s along the lakefront. Partly cloudy with the chance of showers overnight tonight, a low around 70. Continued hot and humid, partly cloudy for tomorrow. Showers and storms possible in the afternoon, and a high around 90. We have 75 at O'Hare, 77 at Midway, 70 in Gary, Indiana, also 70 at Chicago's lakefront. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
From the Allstate Skyline Studio.
WGN Radio presents A Conversation.
I want to make one thing perfectly clear.
A dialogue.
What are you prepared to do?
An astute debate.
Everything that's in the law.
And a peek behind the curtain of politics.
And then what are you prepared to do?
I think Chicago is not only the center of the country, I think it's the center of the world.
Don't tread on them.
Where did this statement come from?
This is the Sunday Spin.
Your host is the Chicago Tribune's Rick Pearson.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, and welcome to this edition of the Sunday Spin for June 30th, 2019. We bid adieu to June. This is our weekly look at the world of politics and policy, taking you from City Hall to the State House and all the way up to the White House. So time to grab that Sunday paper, get that cup of coffee, and we'll do our best to get your week off to a great start. Well, I got to tell you guys, I'm not going to miss the month of June. This has been, I mean, it figures it would end, you know, in hot, steamy weather after we were, you know, freezing on Father's Day. You know,
this is why people are sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm kind of feeling a little bit of the sinuses going on.
Oh, yeah. That hovering feeling like, you know, don't mess with this. You'll make it worse.
I always love it when you check the weather on your phone and it says bad air quality. You know, it's like, what are you supposed to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really?
Well, this is all due to the mesoscale convective system.
How did you? We knew he was going to work that in, right?
Oh, of course.
This was the official Tom Skilling forecast for today. And Rick, as we found out, because you called up the National Weather Service, that's exactly what is going on here.
Well, actually, it was
a mesoscale convective system.
It was the National Weather Service site in Lincoln, Illinois. Downstate near Springfield that pointed out this very same thing, that's what we should expect today. And that could be really nasty.
Later on the day, it could be. To put that in plain English, it means a collection of thunderstorms that form together as a system. And that's precisely what's going on. And as Tom predicts, showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. And it certainly is prime for that. Very warm and humid today, inland, highs in the upper 80s. We're already up to 69% relative humidity.
Yeah, it is already soupy outside. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. No wind to speak of.
No, the wind is actually calm, which means we don't have a wind chill index today.
Yeah, right.
So let me understand this. What you're telling me now is I should probably get ready for some rain delay theater today?
Oh, I would expect
it
so.
It would be possible, yes.
And, yeah. Okay, that just messes up my plans for the day today. Thanks.
And I would say a lengthy rain
delay. It's the mesoscale convective system, not me.
I'll give you a mesoscale convection.
I think we've already begun rain delay theater.
We can get you on, Schwani. You can explain exactly what it is and why it's happening.
And then everybody else will leave. Mm-hmm. I will be there by myself.
I'll be gone, yes, definitely.
Oh, wow.
Aren't you glad to see me again?
Welcome back, Andy Mazur. Nothing better to start your Sunday with a little snark.
Yeah, that's what I specialize in.
Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, this is holiday week, 4th of July coming up and Thursday. We got the barbecue plans yet?
No. I mean, I'm working about I got a game that day, I'm sure.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, it's the day after a big day night doubleheader at the ballpark. So, yeah, you say it's the holiday weekend. I wish somebody would have told
holiday week.
A week, yeah. I wish somebody would have told my neighbors down the street last night that
they started early.
It wasn't even July last night,
and they already started.
Put a cork in them, man. Come on. It was 10:30 at night, and my get off my lawn moment.
No, that's I gotcha. I mean, it's look at last week. You had two Democratic presidential debates, and it's still June.
There were some fireworks there.
Yeah, there were, and we'll be talking about those in the program. But yeah, I mean, but you know, I watch both of them, and that's 4 hours of my life I'll never get back. I did Steve and Johnny's show after debate part one, and I said once again, proving I do it so you don't have to kind of moments here. But, you know, I was talking to people and they're like, I can't get into this stuff yet. You know, it's too early. And I can understand that. I mean,
and, you know, over now a year before both conventions, Democratic conventions, And several months now before the first primaries.
Yeah, but that hasn't stopped.
Hasn't stopped them.
I mean, nope. Several candidates here in Chicago Friday and yesterday with the Rainbow Push convention, and I guess we'll talk more about that as well. But yeah, it's like, can I get a breather here just a little bit? I mean, we just had the end of session, a legislative session, and at the start of June. And roll right into presidential and all the races for the ballot for 2020 here.
No holiday for Rick.
No, I'm going to take a holiday on the 4th of July. I'm going to enjoy it. I figure it's time to get the ribs going and some of that bacon blue cheese coleslaw.
Yeah, 4th of July for me will be a working day. However, the day after...
It's a working day for you.
It's a working day for me, but the day after will not be. So I am planning my cookout day then. I'm going to do my fish and veggies on the grill.
Ooh.
I haven't done that yet because I haven't been able to, but yeah. I'll be doing that on Friday.
I'll be awaiting the invite.
I was going to say, I'm free. We have a really weird, rare Friday off day.
That is rare.
Before the All-Star break.
Oh, because
which
of the
is the following week.
Yeah, yeah. Then it's the White Sox and the Cubs Saturday and Sunday because it's only a 2-game series in each ballpark this year.
Right.
So the Friday is the off day this year.
Ah, that's
and then the break after the game
that
Sunday.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Nice to see Quintana back pitching well.
Yeah, how about that? He did a nice job.
Well, I mean, he was catching a lot of grief and deservedly so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's. And that's not an easy ballpark to get yourself right.
No.
Especially for a pitcher because, you know, I've seen over the years of traveling and doing games that you can half swing and break your bat and still launch one into the upper deck there in Cincinnati. So it's not an easy place to go. I mean, judging by the fact that Javi Baez hit a opposite field grand slam to right field that just barely got over the wall. And it was a good swing, but you know, and normally in a normal ballpark, that's not going out, but it did, and that was the thing that was broke the game open.
What was the deal with Yasiel Puig, and is it just him?
You know, it's a little bit of him, it's a little bit of Pedro Strop, it's a little bit of all that whole macho machismo kind of thing, and. You know, Puig has been a polarizing figure since he came into the league and was first with the Dodgers. There were several of the veteran players when he got there that were ready to, you know, push him into Chavez Ravine.
I bet.
And maybe never see him again. You know, now in Cincinnati, it's strange because he was basically egging that on. I mean, he was just standing there like, are you going to challenge me? Are you going to throw me something? And Strip said, okay, you want something thrown? Here, take this. And... You know, in all the day and age, we talk about the, you know, bean balls and hit by pitches and messages. It was a perfect message. It was a sinker that was right near his rear end. It wasn't up. It wasn't near the shoulder. It wasn't near the head.
Yeah, and that was my thought, too.
Yeah.
Was that this was not like a head shot.
Right. And, you know.
The thigh.
Puig was, you know, with all this false manhood, I guess you could say, because he throws the helmet down, throws the bat down, starts chatting with the Strope. And waits basically for someone to come hold him back before he starts to think about charging.
Yeah.
You know, and Strope after the game said, listen, if you had a problem with me, you had every opportunity in the world to come out and talk to me about it.
Well, he also said...
He said he was stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's...
Stupid as deleted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it you're absolutely right. It looked so contrived. It's like, you know, stop me before I do something.
It's like, here, hold me back. You know, and that kind of thing. I mean, he's a strong guy. And he's a very temperamental... guy. And, you know, the thing is, Joey Votto got to him pretty quickly. And I don't know if you could read lips because I couldn't read the lips, but it was after the game they posted that it was Votto saying, calm down, we need you, because he's already been suspended once this year.
And it was something to that. Yes, I was watching it.
Yeah.
And it was something like that. It was he kept telling him to calm down.
Yeah, calm down, we need you, you know, that kind of thing. So, It you know, it's always interesting when things like that occur, and I wonder if there'll be anything today. Probably not. Usually it blows over, unless the game gets into a lopsided situation. Yeah, and there was a thought last night because Dylan Maples hit somebody with a curveball, and wasn't ejected after warnings were issued. So David Bell, the manager of the Reds, came out and says, well, you know, why isn't he thrown out of the game? It's, he issued warnings. And you can tell when a guy is intending to hit somebody.
Right.
And when a guy is not. And he was not.
I mean, to me, that was kind of like another one. Stop me before I do something.
Exactly.
Is, you know, it's the ninth inning. Mm-hmm. Game's over.
Six to nothing.
Yeah,
nobody cares.
And so now's a good time for the manager to come out of the dugout.
Right. Well, complain. He was protecting his players. I mean, I guess you kind of have to do it, especially when you're a young first-time manager. You know, it's all about the respect factor. It's all about guys knowing that that the manager has their back, and it's, you know, there's a lot of these unwritten rules and codes and things like that in baseball that you know, maybe you don't understand if you're just a casual fan. But I really believe that's why he came out.
I just saw it as an empty gesture.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, I've got nothing else going. We're losing this game.
Pace of play.
I gotta do something to try to show the team I still care.
Yeah.
But, and as we wait for the Blackhawks season to start,
yeah,
at least we got, I think we got the blue line starting to shape up a little bit.
Yeah, it's not not looking too bad. I mean, Stan Bowman's making a couple of nice little nice trades. And, you know, you kind of get the impression now that, and I think last year, too, it was a bone of contention with exactly what was going on the defense. There was a lot of situations with it that you know, he couldn't really get himself out of because of long-term contracts. You weren't going to be able to shed yourself of Duncan Keith or of Brent Seabrook. So, I mean, that was kind of a fantasy, you know, with in a lot of people's minds. But it also tells you a lot, I think, about the way that they want to develop Joki Haru. I don't know if he was exactly ready to be there last year, but the experience that he got, I think, is invaluable. I'm not sure he's going to have enough now to make the squad out of training camp.
Right, right.
But it's nice to know that the younger guys are down there. And, you know, I think a lot of these guys still might be placeholders for these guys, but you get them at a decent price, and you've certainly improved your club.
In a badly needed place. And
yeah.
Granted, they're, you know, both of these guys aren't really known as playmakers,
right,
for offense.
But you don't really need that.
Well, the way, you know, this team always was good about controlling the puck.
Right. And that's the thing.
And sure, they may be stay at home kind of defenders, but that's part of controlling the puck.
Yeah.
And shot blocking, all of that kind of stuff.
I mean, well, the best thing for me out of the whole thing is I don't have to watch Gustav Forsling play in Chicago ever again. Every year I have like a whipping boy.
Yeah.
And he's been, I don't, for whatever reason, I mean, he's probably a really nice guy, and I'm being a real jerk by even saying this, but you know, he was my guy this year to, you know, to like, oh, there he goes again.
Yeah. Well, he didn't really do much to acquit himself.
No, he didn't, but I shouldn't be doing that.
But
it's kind of mean spirited.
Yeah, you know, the only reason I'm talking hockey is because it's really soupy and humid out. So
yeah,
I want to give you a little bit of kind of
little cold steel on ice, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Some nice thoughts there, and plus, you know, now with the schedule out too, it'll be very interesting to see when Coach Q comes to town.
Yeah, I think it's sometime in January.
Yes, with the Panthers.
Yeah,
and be interesting to see how things fit with him in Florida.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because he's kind of getting into a situation that he got into eventually here, but it was actually under Trent Yawney and also under Dennis Savard, that kind of youth movement that brought you to the point where you had to have a certain coach get you from point B to point C and C equaling championship, and Q was that guy. I think he's kind of on the ground floor of this whole thing there. They've got some decent talent, but again, they're going to have to put something together there, and you know, wish him luck. I mean, they only play him twice a year, so the only other time they'd ever meet was in the Stanley Cup Final, and that would be really interesting.
Yes, indeed. But you know, he's also got a sales job to do down there.
Yeah,
you know, with that market,
exactly, because it's not exactly hockey mecca. You know, Tampa has become that just because their teams have been so good over the years, and you know, when people see that everybody's going there and teams are winning all the time, you know, you want to get on that bandwagon. It really hasn't worked. You know, it's not a real convenient arena. It's not a great place to, you know, for people to get to, and the hockey's been pretty bad down there.
Right. But as someone pointed out, there's something to be said that when you walk out of the rink in January, it's 82 degrees.
Yeah, that's never a bad thing. That is never a bad thing.
No, I'm still divided. I used to believe that, you know, hockey should not be played in places where the only ice comes in a glass.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's true.
But, you know, it is taking off in these communities.
Yeah, especially and Vegas. I mean, that place is really booming. You know, and it picked up a little bit this year in Phoenix with the Coyotes playing pretty well. So,
well, and yeah. Let's get the baseball season over first, though, and let's
see some good things on both sides of town. Exactly. Let's see what goes on there. Let's get into October, and you know, we'll watch the Hawks and listen to the Hawks right here.
And we'll be talking about the City Series next weekend.
That's true.
Well, that's Andy Mazur, who's welcome back, Andy. Dave's here to keep us up to date on all the news. Producer Cassira's out today, and she's DJing the WGN Pride Float. And Sammy's here in her place to field your phone calls at 312-981-7200. You can also text us at 312-981-7200. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/thesundayspin. We're on Twitter @SymbolSundaySpin. And engineer Bob is already starting the smoker for the 4th of July. Remember, you can find all of our shows on WGNradio.com. You can also get our podcasts at iTunes by searching for my name, Rick Pearson. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Sunday Spin on WGN.
Sure, it feels like the world's a hot mess, but I know who can get us out of this.
I do love history. The better we understand the past, the better we understand the future.
Every week, I talk to kids doing great things on Kid of the Week.
I started a foundation to build a baseball field for people with both mental and physical impairments.
Let's celebrate these great stories early.
What do you think you want to do?
A vet.
I want to be a teacher.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better at their smile.
Got a great kid? How about even a good kid in your life and you want to brag a little bit? Tell me about your Kid of the Week.
Steve Cochran's Kid of the Week. Find out more and nominate at WGNradio.com/contests. And listen for the latest kid Tuesday mornings at 6:40.
The best pitcher in Chicago battles the hottest lineup in the league. Lucas Giolito looks to take down the Twins. White Sox Twins today at 1 on WGN-TV.
XYZ Heating and Cooling.
My air conditioner quit and...
Hold, please. Service.
My air conditioner broke, and I need service this morning.
Sorry, the soonest we can have a tech at your house is late tomorrow, and there would be an overtime charge in addition to our travel charge.
Yikes! Bye.
Hi, it's Dick Hochschild, owner of American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, with my wife, Elizabeth.
When your air conditioner breaks, you want it fixed right and right now.
At American Weathermakers, we're the 60-minute men. If you have no cooling, we'll be at your home in 60 minutes or give you a free $60 gift card for the repair.
And we never charge for travel or overtime while offering a lifetime warranty on our repairs.
Plus, we have the best prices on the top furnace and air conditioner brands every day.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
Call toll free.
855-955-HVAC.
For details, visit AmericanWeathermakers.com or call 855-955-HVAC.
Grainberry, Grainberry.
This is Barb Harris for Grainberry Cereals. You may know that Grainberry is known for nutritious whole grains and natural antioxidants. But now, I'd like to tell you about new Grainberry cereals with remarkable Onyx. Onyx Black Sorghum was perfected at Texas A&M University. Its health benefits are remarkable, like neutralizing a full range of free radical threats to your body, from the sun's rays to normal digestion and everything in between. Not only more powerful antioxidants, Onyx helps control sugar metabolism in your body. It slows down the absorption of sugar into the bloodstream. And Grainberry Onyx has natural fiber grown within the plant itself, so you don't have to borrow fiber as some cereals do. Also, Grainberry pancake and waffle, cookie, brownie, and muffin mixes, all with remarkable Onyx. Time to give your body some real support. Grainberry with Onyx.
Available at your local Jewel.
Grainberry, Grainberry.
Chicago's baseball rivalry continues as the Wintrust Crosstown Series moves to the South Side. Join WGN Radio at Cork and Carry at the Park, Saturday, July 6th, starting at 3 o'clock, for a live White Sox Weekly with special guest Ro Khan. Plus, the chance to win two tickets to the Wintrust Crosstown Series game, Sunday, July 7th at Guaranteed Rate Field. Brought to you by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, and presenting sponsor of the Wintrust Crosstown Series.
Want to win a free mortgage payment? That's right, a free mortgage payment like our June winner, Carl Gustafson of Elgin? Then you need to enter Team Hochberg's free mortgage payment sweepstakes. If you own a primary residence in Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, or Iowa, Team Hochberg wants to pay your mortgage. I'm not kidding. Team Hochberg wants to pay your mortgage. Entry is free, and you can't win a free mortgage payment like Carl Gustafson did from Elgin if you don't register at 56davidwin.com. What are you waiting for? Register now to win a free mortgage payment at 56davidwin.com. If you want to work with a lender who wants to pay your mortgage like we did for Carl Gustafson of Elgin, call Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of WGN listeners, but you can't win a free mortgage payment if you don't enter the sweepstakes at 56davidwin.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Up ahead on your Sunday spin, after the 7:30 news, we'll speak to Dave Crossan. He's Senior Vice President of HNTB Corp, which is a transportation infrastructure firm. And we'll be talking about with the fact of the gas tax going up, doubling from its current 19 cents a gallon on Monday. We'll talk to him about the new state construction bill and what motorists will be getting for their money. That's up ahead. Right now, though, it's 7:30. Time for the news. Here's Dave Schwann.
President Trump has become the first sitting president to set foot in North Korea. He attended the Group of 20 summit in Japan, holding talks with Russia's Vladimir Putin and also meeting with China's Xi Jinping, then turned a planned visit to the demilitarized zone between the North and South into a surprise get-together today with North Korea's ruler Kim Jong-un. Stonewall 50, Millions of Moments of Pride, is the theme of this year's Pride Parade in Chicago, marking the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising in New York City. The parade kicks off at noon at Montrose and Broadway and heads south to Halsted, ending at Diversey and Sheridan. A million people are expected. Six men were shot in two incidents this morning near the former Cabrini Green site. Authorities say four men were shot around 1 o'clock in the 600 block of West Scott. Three of them in critical condition. Two more men were shot 20 minutes later, less than a mile south. Both of them are stable, no suspects in custody. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Sometimes it's hard to keep your cool, like when your AC decides not to work. Trust ABC and consider it cool. Schedule today at 4abc.com. ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Consider it done.
You do it right to make updates to your home. Lowe's does it right, too, with July 4th savings throughout the store, like $15 off gallon cans and $45 off 5-gallon pails via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy select paint and stain. Get up to 40% off select appliance special values. And with your Lowe's Advantage card, ask for up to 24 months no interest on purchases of $19.99 or more. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/10. Credit offer valid through 7/7. Minimum purchase required, subject to credit approval, and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
If Penny Mustard was a bookstore, our staff's top pick section would spotlight the Dane bedroom.
My review would say, smoking hot. You'll feel more sophisticated just for having the Dane bedroom in your home.
Mine would read, the perfect balance of iron and wood with a smoky sandstone finish makes the Dane bedroom stand out from the rest.
Wow, the Dane bedroom sounds great. I can't wait to see the movie adaptation.
The Dane bedroom, starting at 5313 at Penny Mustard.
Six locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
The key to a good barbecue is presentation. You can never have too much ice. No one likes a warm beer. I make the potato salad the night before, and I always have one of those special candles to keep the mosquitoes away. And most importantly, the steaks. I like mine rare. My wife insists on medium, and my brother Frank, well done. Like a hockey puck.
Before the big barbecue, don't forget to call Deck Tech. Deck Tech cleans, seals, and protects your deck, restoring it to its natural beauty. In fact, Deck Tech has been helping Chicagoans enjoy everything from Mother's Day to Labor Day and everything in between for over 25 years. For a free estimate, call 800-956-DECK. That's 800-956-DECK. Or visit RestoreYourDeck.com. And for a limited time, receive a 10% discount when you mention this ad.
1-800-956-DECK. Call Deck. Deck. Baseball season is in full swing.
Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you?
So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
This news is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems, WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Five Minnesota home runs proved to be a little too much for the White Sox to overcome in a 10-3 loss to the Twins at home yesterday. Minnesota leads the American League with 156 home runs this season. Eloy Jimenez with number 14 of the year in the losing effort. Lucas Giolito will head to the mound today in the rubber game of the series. Pregame coming your way at 12:35. First pitch with Ed and DJ, 1:10 right here on WGN. Got interesting between the Cubs and Reds in Cincinnati yesterday. The Cubs win the game 6-0 behind a grand slam from Javi Baez, his 20th home run of the season. Jason Hayward with a solo shot, number 13 on the year, but it got heated in the 8th inning. Pedro Strop hit Yasiel Puig with a 3-0 pitch. The bench is emptied. No punches were thrown. John Lester will wind it up for the Cubs today, pitching for them in the series finale this afternoon. And the wait for those hoping to make the All-Star game in Cleveland is over tonight. MLB will announce the reserves for the AL and NL teams. Sox fans hoping to hear the names of James McCann and Lucas Giolito. Cubs fans looking forward to hearing Chris Bryant's name, among a couple of others that are under consideration. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, things moving well on our expressways and tollways. No problems to report. We do have an accident downtown Chicago, though, Lower Wacker Drive at Columbus. That accident now in the process of being cleared, so things should start to move well through the downtown area. Once again, Columbus and Lower Wacker. And watch for stop-and-go traffic on I-80 westbound between Francis Road and before US 30. Stop-and-go traffic there because of an earlier accident. And the annual Pride Parade stepping off at noon today, going south from Broadway and Montrose down Halsted to Diversey. 1 million people are expected. Strict parking bans will be enforced. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Showers and thunderstorms likely later today. Partly cloudy skies overall, warm and humid. Highs in the upper 80s inland, in the 70s along the lake. Partly cloudy tonight. A chance of showers, low around 70. Continued hot and humid under partly cloudy skies for tomorrow. Possible showers and thunderstorms and a high around 90. 75 at O'Hare, Midway 77, Morton Grove 75, Chicago's Lakefront has 70. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and these are the stories that matter right here on 720 WGN.
Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Good Sunday morning. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune. As you heard Dave say on the news, President Donald Trump shook hands with Kim Jong-un earlier this morning, taking 20 steps into North Korea and making history as the first U.S. leader to set foot in a kingdom often known as a pariah among nations. Trump crossed a low stone curb that separates North and South at on the DMZ at 3:45 p.m. local time, making his way along a grinning Kim and kind of raising questions about legitimatizing that North Korean regime through a photo opportunity. The event, which looked spontaneous, the result of a Trump tweet, according to CNN, it took to a new level. Trump's showman instincts and view of diplomacy as a test of his interpersonal skills. He also said that later that he expected that the media would not appreciate the historic moment that occurred here. Also, as part of our going through a weekly spin through national politics, obviously there was the Gang of 20 last week. That was the 20 candidates who were featured in the first two debates of the Democratic Party nomination for president. It's pretty clear who the top tier candidates are, but even for them, there were some damaging moments. In debate round one, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren had a forceful and many would say confident appearance. She was the only candidate in that round one debate, polling in double digits in recent polls.
There are a lot of politicians who say, oh, it's just not possible. We just can't do it. It's have a lot of political reasons for this. What they're really telling you is they just won't fight for it. Well, health care is a basic human right.
Now, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, he's complained about the failure of Democrats to hold a debate on climate change. But in the first debate, Inslee talked about his work in preserving women's reproductive rights, including abortion rights. But his efforts to promote himself were topped a bit by Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
We do have one candidate that's actually advanced the ball. And we got to have access for everyone. I've done it as a public
officer. Senator Klobuchar, I want to give you
I'm fascinated by this, Senator Klobuchar.
I just want to say there's three women up here that have fought pretty hard for a woman's right to choose. So I'll start with that.
That's Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. Well, we're going to bring things local now, and here joining me in the Allstate Skyline studio is Dave Cross, and he's Senior Vice President of Infrastructure Solutions firm HNTB Corporation. Wanted to have Dave in to talk about the fact that on Monday, if you haven't heard by now, you're going to see a doubling of the state's motor fuel tax from 19 cents a gallon to 38 cents a gallon. Going to see a dollar increase in the price of cigarettes statewide. All of that part of the funding of a new capital construction bill, a $45 billion capital plan for the state of Illinois. And with HNTB being in the infrastructure solutions business, as I love the marketing of this. I wanted to have Dave on. Dave, thanks for joining me this morning.
Well, Rick, thanks for having me.
Why don't you explain, you know, what HNTB's interest is in capital here in Illinois and some of the projects we're also doing now?
Sure. So infrastructure is a very broad term. So at HNTB here locally, we're on the horizontal side, the roads, the bridges, the transit. That's where our focus is. And this capital bill is a game changer for Illinois. Long overdue. The gas tax hasn't been risen since 1990s. And
1990.
And you could see the conditions of our roads and bridges just from lack of funding. And this capital bill changes that.
Well, and I know, you know, people are making a lot of noise. Oh, you know, here's another tax increase, and we're getting taxed to death and everything like that. And, I mean, to put into perspective, no one likes taxes. And, of course, motor fuel taxes are, you know, it's a user fee.
Correct.
But also, when you look at the fact that it was 1990 when it was last increased, you know, look at all of the road and bridges. I mean, we've had several guests in here from both labor and industry talking about, you know, how important transportation is, and then look at the crumbling conditions that we've got here.
Right. You know, anytime you hear the words tax, you know, nobody likes taxes. I mean, that's not a secret, but I don't know of another product or service that hasn't gone up in price since 1990.
And I think on an inflation-adjusted basis, that's where we would be. It is at 38 cents.
Actually, it'd be a little bit more. It'd be over 40 cents. So the key thing here now is really, number one, is to thank the Illinois Department of Transportation, the City of Chicago, Metra, and others for basically keeping our roads and bridges safe while they had no funding. I know they take the brunt of the beating that says, why aren't they doing more? You know, why aren't they fixing these roads and bridges quicker? The money wasn't there. So now the money is there. It's in a lockbox. That was a key thing that took place 2 years ago.
And I think that was also an essential element of increasing the motor fuel tax, was the kind of, now there is a constitutional surety that the money will go to where it was intended rather than being diverted to non-transportation uses as it was in the past.
Correct. And, you know, when you look at the constitutional amendment that passed the gas tax, 80% of the voters were in favor of the lockbox. In other words, if I'm paying a gas tax, if I'm registration fee on my vehicle, if I know it's going to the roads and bridges, I'm okay with that. 80%. So that was a big number.
And that was also part of the problem of our maintenance and upkeep, was the fact that money was being diverted to non-highway uses, and using the road fund as basically filler to plug holes and gaps in other parts of the state budget.
Absolutely. Yeah, and now that's changed. Transit is also included, and we don't want to forget about that. This capital bill has over $33 billion for transportation. A big portion of that is also for transit. RTA is getting more money. The CREATE program, the Chicago Region Environmental and Transportation Efficiency Program.
Is that ever going to be finished, by the way? I'm beginning to think that's like the deep tunnel or something. I mean, because the goals, I mean, if you want to explain what CREATE is.
So CREATE is basically, the old adage is it takes 2 days on a rail car to go from California to Chicago, 2 days to get through Chicago, then 2 days to get to the East Coast. All Class 1 freights, seven of them, come through Chicago, plus Metra, plus Amtrak, plus vehicles that meet, you know, trains at grade. And the CREATE program, it's $4 billion program, is basically grade separating these conflicts and unclogging our rail network here in Chicago. And then also the byproduct is it's helping the environment. We don't have trains sitting there idling, waiting for another train. You don't have vehicles sitting around as long, waiting for a train to pass and then go over the tracks. So that's where the environmental aspect of CREATE comes in. It's a $4 billion program. It's been going on funded-wise for over 10 years. And what's unique about that program is it also has the Class 1 freights putting their money in. So it really is, you know, an example of when there is a true need, the users, the railroads, the Illinois Department of Transportation, Cook County, City of Chicago, they're all willing to put money in that to make things better for infrastructure in Illinois.
But public-private.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, is the idea. I mean, people talk about it a lot. And, in fact, during former Governor Rauner's term, he was talking a lot about that's how he wanted to do capital, was public-private partnerships. But you can do that in some cases, but I'm not sure you can do that in things like traditional road and bridges.
Well, you can. And at HNTB, we work on P3s all over the country. Most of the P3s, they need to see a return on their investment through either tolls.
Well, and that's what I that's why I was saying, like, more traditional roads and bridges rather than something where you can actually see, like, a return on investment.
Well, there's another model called availability payments, which basically says, okay, P3 concessionaire, you build this for me. In some cases, you maintain it for me. Then out of my revenue from my gas tax, and state will collect, you know, registration money, we'll pay you a portion of that per year for the next 35 years, 99 years, whatever the terms and conditions are of the P3 agreement. So there is another method outside of tolling. It's an availability payment, which has been used in other states. And the whole idea behind P3s is to get the work done quicker. It's another way to finance it, right?
Right, and not deal with the bureaucracy. I mean that would have been kind of a timely thing while we were mired in a budget crisis,
right,
and couldn't pass anything,
right?
But I think now we've kind of opened the door a little bit to getting things going
here. And we have, and the key thing to the gas tax increase is that it's indexed. Theoretically, we'll be able to continue this way and not have to go to the legislature and increase the gas tax again. It will match, you know.
I want to get back to that issue, too, because actually someone texted on that issue, but we have to take a quick break. Dave Crossan is Senior Vice President of the infrastructure solutions firm HNTB Corporation. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin.
Who are you bringing to the WGN Radio White Sox family reunion? Luxury suite for 20. Your spouse, obviously. It would be awkward if you didn't. To kids, to show them that hard contesting really does pay off. Your dad, so he can ask you, is this free, 35 times. Your mother, because she always knew you'd luck out, make something of yourself. Your sister-in-law, because there are ears that need to be talked off. And of course your boss, because, duh. Rokan plays another clip Monday afternoon at 5:40. When you hear it again the next day with Steve Cochran, you call her 20 to win White Sox tickets and be qualified for the White Sox family reunion. From the flagship home of the Sox, 720 WGN.
This is free!
Yes, Dad.
New shoes?
Yes, I had the best day. I was greeted by a fit specialist who attended to me like I was the only person in the store. He asked all the right questions, listened to my every need, and guided me through an in-depth fit process to present the perfect options for me. I even walked out styled head to toe in all new activewear. It truly was the best shoe buying experience.
Where did you get those shoes?
At New Balance Chicago.
Experience New Balance Chicago's four locations, Lincoln Park, Oakbrook Terrace, Orland Park, and Schaumburg.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B, Porter, Indiana, and look for the big red building. With over 40 years in business, they're exploding with deals. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrillville, and head on over to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building, or visit SheltonFireworks.com, home of the big one. That's SheltonFireworks.com.
The Wexler Real Estate Group is proud to announce a new initiative, Realtors Who Rescue. They've partnered with NAWS, the National Humane Society of Illinois, a no-kill animal welfare organization that helps partner adoptable pets with animal lovers. With their Realtors Who Rescue program, every person who buys or sells a home with the Wexler Group will have the option at no cost to welcome a rescue dog to their home, or the Wexler Group make a donation to NAWS in your name. For over 35 years, Ron Wexler, Tammy Northcutt, and their entire team have been committed to enhancing the real estate experience of their buyers and sellers, and have also been dedicated to building a deeper connection and trust with every client they serve. With Realtors Who Rescue at the Wexler Group, you can be assured you've hired a realtor who cares about you and your family. Call or text the Wexler Group Realtors Who Rescue hotline at Keller Williams Preferred Realty right now. 708-629-5151. That's 708-629-5151. Or online at thewexlergroup.com.
Go to 3-Day Blinds for your window dressing project ideas, or ask one of these guys.
Aye, lassie, I see plaid everywhere. Plaid there, aye, everything festooned with plaid. Burlap is the new black. Scratchy is in.
Oh, wow, it'll be like my old Haight-Ashbury apartment. Psychedelic curtains and black lights, man. You pick 3-Day Blinds? Good choice. Imagine an interior design professional consulting with you in your home free of charge. For over 40 years, 3-Day Blinds has been dedicated to making sure your window treatments are beautiful. Blinds, shades, shutters, and drapery. Let us bring the showroom to you. We design, we measure, we install, and you relax. For a limited time, buy one, get 50% off the second treatment of select blinds, shades, or drapery. Schedule your free in-home design consultation with no obligation to buy. Visit 3dayblinds.com or call 800-668-1933. 800-668-1933.
Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune, here in the Allstate Skyline studio, joined by Dave Cross, and he's Senior Vice President of HNTB Corporation, which is an infrastructure solutions firm. And we're talking about, on Monday, the gas tax increase that's going to happen. And what are you going to get for your money here? And had a number of interesting text messages coming in, Dave, and one of them wanted to know, is all the new money going from the gas tax going into that lockbox, or is it just the new money, or is it the all of the gas tax?
No, it's the entire gas tax and registration fees. So no, it's not just the 19 cents that goes into effect on Monday. It's the previous 19 cents and the increase in the registration fees. So, no, and that lockbox in 2016 basically ensures that when you spend money on transportation, put gas in your car, pay for your license plate sticker, it's going to go to fix the roads and bridges.
Another texter wanted to know, well, once the roads are fixed in a few years, will Pritzker then take the tax back down to the lower rate? Somehow I think it will be ongoing.
No.
Now, that's very prescient. And as we said before the break, you said actually the gas tax is now indexed to the rate of inflation.
Correct.
Which at least provides an assurance that there will be some growth to pay and finance down the road as well. I mean, that was one of the problems with being stuck at 19 cents, was that that was the lock-in rate.
Correct. Right. So, yeah, a lot of maintenance has been deferred. But to answer the question, no, the gas tax will not be repealed. And the analogy I give you is this. So you build a brand new road. It's like buying a new car. Over the years, you got to maintain it. You got to change the oil. You got to do all the things. Sometimes you have major repairs. You need a new transmission. And then all of a sudden, for a road, 30 years later, well, guess what? It's like, you know, 30 years on a car. You got to need a new car. So now you got to come back in. You got to tear up all the, you know, the old 30-year maintained right. road and build a new road, right? So, no.
With the higher costs involved absolutely. Over that time period.
Absolutely.
Another texter wanted to know why electric car license plates for electric cars are cheaper than it is for gas-powered vehicles. My understanding, I believe, I mean, and this was talked about at one point. It was even talked about that they were going to charge $1,000 a year for electric cars. I actually believe the license plate fee is somewhere around $235.
Right. That was the compromise. $1,000 was the first the blow first across offer. The bow, right?
Yeah, right.
So. People have to remember something. The electric vehicles are just as heavy as a regular car. Those batteries are very heavy. Full tank of gas, you know, or batteries do about the same amount of damage to the roads. There is an incentive to drive an electric vehicle. You know, it helps the environment. But no, it is now more expensive to register your electric vehicle than your standard vehicle. And it's just a way to capture that user fee. You know, they're driving on the roads, they're doing the same amount of and you call it damage, but it's normal wear and tear.
Right.
And so we need to capture some of that money from those users in order to repair the roads.
As I said, and as we talked about, people don't like taxes or whatever. But I do think, you know, here is an example where there's going to be actually a visible kind of show of what are you getting for your money.
Correct. And the byproduct of that is the economy that's going to get boosted. You're going to have a lot of people working on the roads. You're going to be able to move goods quicker, less damage to vehicles. You know, something that's not thought about up here in Northeast Illinois is Southern Illinois and the farm traffic. There are bridges that, you know, grain haulers can't drive over because they're just in need of repair. So they have to drive miles out of their way to drop their grain off at the silos, and you know, that'll get fixed. So now, you know, you're going to be helping out the economy in so many different ways that people haven't really thought about by simply paying for, you know, your fair share of maintaining the roads.
Well, and people also talk about, you know, fairness in spreading the wealth around the state, and obviously a very diverse state, but there's a lot of road and bridges outside the Chicago metropolitan area that are essential, you know, conduits for commerce.
Sure, and you know, the maintenance on the rural bridges and rural roads, you know, have been band-aided just like up here, once again due to lack of funding. So now that'll change for the entire state, and that's the key thing. Illinois is a very long state. You get down
yes,
to Kentucky to Wisconsin, right?
Yes, so, it is.
So there's a lot of roads and bridges and...
And rail. And because, yeah. I mean, there's an Amtrak component to this.
Absolutely.
Including an extending route to Davenport, I believe, as well as continued work on trying to get that Rockford link going.
Right.
Which those were things that were promised years ago, and even to the extent that a lot of basic kind of train station intermodal kind of work has been done, but there's no trains coming, and they've sat, and this stuff has sat there for a while.
Right, and you know, once again, it's just basically being able to repair what you can, you know, keep your trains moving, state a good repair, enough to keep moving, let alone to upgrade ADA access at stations now. You know, now we'll have that ability to finally get, you know, the accessibility that's needed. So, yes, on the rail side, you're going to see the same amount of increase, if you will, of congestion relief, really true repairs. You drive over underneath the viaducts in Chicago, you look up, you see some of the rail viaducts, and pretty much don't want to stop underneath them. You want to keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are all get worked on too, and it's an investment not only for now but in the future.
That's Dave Cross, and he's Senior Vice President for HNTB Corporation, an infrastructure solutions firm. Dave, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more right after this.
Now available on WGN Plus, the latest business news from Crain's Chicago Business. I'm Amy Guth, and this is Crain's Daily Gist, the daily business headlines, plus interviews with business leaders and reporters. Your daily download Monday through Thursday, hosted on WGN Plus.
Isn't it time you amplified your life? Take a short drive or train ride to the village of Tinley Park to experience a music scene unlike any other. Interested in high-profile acts? Visit the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Want something more intimate or local? Check out the active music scene in the award-winning restaurants and bars of downtown Tinley. Or spend a Saturday at Music in the Plaza. No matter where you go, the music of Tinley Park will amplify your life.
Brought to you by the Village of Tinley Park and the Illinois Office of Tourism.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
For help around the house with roofs, windows, kitchens, bathrooms, home additions, and basement remodels, trust the folks at Mega Pros. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to megapros.com.
Feeling anxious, tired, or stressed? Consider a new prescription. A visit to your forest preserves of Cook County. Take a bike ride or walk on our hundreds of miles of trails or kayak or canoe. Outdoor exercise is healthy and fun. And studies have shown that getting out in nature lowers stress. Side effects of the forest preserves will include cleaner air and better water quality in our rivers, lakes, and streams. Sponsored by your Forest Preserves of Cook County and aired in cooperation with the Illinois Broadcasters Association.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Up ahead on your Sunday Spin, we're going to speak with Jason DeSanto. He's a senior lecturer at the Northwestern Pritzker School of Law, expert on the use of political rhetoric, and we'll be kind of dissecting those Democratic debates from last week with Jason. Win the ultimate White Sox family reunion. Just listen to the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis weekday afternoons at 5:40 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN radio on TuneIn. We've gone past 8:01 on this Sunday morning. Time for the news. Here's Dave Schwann.
And we have partly cloudy skies, 80 at O'Hare. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have agreed to negotiate a restart of denuclearization talks. This after the president became the first sitting U.S. president to set foot in the country, stepping across the demilitarized zone today, an historic moment following the president's attendance at the G20 summit. And we have more from ABC's Karen Travers.
President Trump wrapped up his trip to Asia with remarks to U.S. service members at Osan Air Base here in South Korea. The president told the troops he had a great meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I outlined the incredible prosperity that awaits North Korea when this whole thing gets settled. They've been talking about this for a long time.
Air Force One was parked at Osan Air Base. The president walked up the steps, gave a wave, and boarded the plane. He now makes the long trip back to Washington. Karen Travers, ABC News, Seoul.
Stonewall 50, millions of moments of pride is the theme for Chicago's Pride Parade, ready to start at noon. More from WGN-TV's Courtney Guzman.
There will be hundreds of floats traveling mostly through Boys Town or North Halsted, with revelers lining the streets and hanging out, bars. They'll be on balconies and rooftops as well. The parade kicks off at Broadway and Montrose and travels south 4 miles, ending at Diversey and Sheridan.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot is the Grand Marshal. Over 1 million people are expected. This year's parade marks the 50th anniversary of the uprising at Stonewall in New York City. Democratic presidential candidates are banding together as race becomes a key issue in the campaign. Several coming forward to defend Senator Kamala Harris from a new attack on her background, ABC's Rachel Scott reports.
These attacks on Harris claim she is not African American and that her ancestors didn't experience U.S. slavery. Senator Elizabeth Warren, fresh off of making her pitch to a black church on the south side of Chicago, stepped in as the first candidate to defend Harris, calling the accusations racist and ugly. Joe Biden labeled the attacks disgusting just after Harris challenged his civil rights record on the debate stage.
Near the former Cabrini Green site on the near north side this morning, 6 men were shot in 2 incidents. Authorities say 4 were shot around 1 a.m. in the 600 block of West Scott, 3 of them in critical condition. 2 more men shot 20 minutes later. Both are stable, no suspects in custody. And Wisconsin authorities say an Illinois woman is dead, her husband missing after a diving incident on Lake Michigan. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says the diving team included a captain and 4 members. The team member who died identified as 53-year-old Susan Wynn and the missing diver as her husband, 53-year-old James Wynn, both of Killdeer, Illinois. Saturday, the U.S. Coast Guard said it was suspending the search. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
One kid's going to be late for soccer and the other dance class. You jump in your car, hit the garage door remote, and nothing happens. Now what?
Green Tea Services, service to a
green tea.
Hi, it's Tonya Khoury for my family business, Green Tea Services. Right now, we have a garage door maintenance special. Our trained technicians come out and adjust the springs, check the cables, inspect the rollers, tighten hinges, and give your door and opener a complete lubrication. All for just $47.
Service to a
green tea.
Garage doors fail when you least expect it. Don't get stuck in or out of your garage. Call for our $47 garage door maintenance special. Call Green Tea now for details. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green tea.
800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA or greenteaservices.com.
With dental implants from Eon Clinics, you'll start every day with a smile. Smile and stop trying to hide your mouth. Smile and eat your favorite foods again. The world is a better place when you start smiling again. For a free consultation, call 844-365-SMILE or online at eonclinics.com today. That's eonclinics.com. Dental implants from Eon Clinics. Smile for life.
WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, the White Sox couldn't make it 2 in a row over the division leaders. They fall the Twins 10-3 at Guaranteed Rate Field yesterday. Minnesota flexing some muscle, hitting 5 home runs, including 2 each for Nelson Cruz and Max Kepler. Eloy Jimenez, the only homer for the White Sox in the game, a deep drive to left for his 14th of the year. Lucas Giolito headed to the mound today in the rubber game of the series. Pregame, 12:35, first pitch with Ed and DJ, 1:10, right here on WGN. Javi Baez with a grand slam, Jason Hayward homer, and the Cubs blew out the Reds 6-0. It did get interesting in the 8th. Pedro Strop hit Yasiel Puig with a 3-0 pitch, and the bench is empty. No punches were thrown. Strop was kind of confused as to why there was such a stink made about this situation.
You just react like that, I don't know. Like, maybe because it was a 3-0 pitch. You know, it could look weird, but it wasn't a secret. I wasn't commending that my sinker in, and I didn't want to leave a cookie 3-0. This is a guy that he'll swing 3-0 and just hit it way out of the park. But he just acts stupid. I don't know.
Well, John Lester will pitch for the Cubs today in the series finale this afternoon. Before the game yesterday, Cubs DFA'd Carlos Gonzalez and placed Cole Hamels on the injured list. In London yesterday, fans got treated to an exploding first inning. 6 runs in the top of the inning by the Yankees, 6 in the bottom by the Red Sox. But in the end, baseball's first ever game in Europe saw the Yankees outslug the Red Sox 17-13. They will finish up that series later on tonight. Also tonight, Major League Baseball announces the All-Star Reserves and the pitchers. It'll be in a made-for-TV event. We'll find out if Lucas Giolito and James McCann will go to the Cleveland for the White Sox, or if Chris Bryant or any other Cubs pitchers will make the squad in the National League. On the home of the Blackhawks, the Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic. We do have an accident on I-80 westbound from Veterans Tollway and before US 30. An accident blocking the left lane. Stop and go traffic there. Expect delays of about 10 minutes or so. Again, I-80 westbound from Veterans Tollway and just before US 30. Other than that, our expressways and tollways moving well at this point. On the north side, of course, the Pride Parade stepping off at noon at Montrose and Broadway and moving south on Halstead and ending at Diversey and Sheridan. It starts at noon today, and strict parking bans are being enforced. And violators will be towed. Street closures expected to start at 10:30 this morning. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Partly cloudy skies, thunderstorms and showers moving in later this afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s inland, warm and humid, staying in the 70s along the lakefront. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of storms, low around 70. Continued hot and humid for your Monday. Partly cloudy skies overall. Showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon and evening. A high tomorrow around 90. Now it's 80 at O'Hare, 81 at Midway. Lake Forest has 73. Chicago's lakefront, 72. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Welcome to the second hour of your Sunday Spin on this Sunday morning. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, and joining me here in the Allstate Skyline studio is Jason DeSanto. He's a senior lecturer at Northwestern Pritzker School of Law, specializing in political rhetoric and the delivery of messages. Is that a fair way to put it?
Let's run with that, Rick.
Well, yes. Wait, do you have a better way to put it?
No, I like that. Particularly in the debate context, I've coached a fair number of people in that context and always enjoy watching these encounters. So I'm game if you are.
So when I said that's 4 hours of my life that I'll never get back.
Did you say that?
I did. Yes, I did. I did. Well, how much of that?
What time of your life can you ever get back? Context. Reframed it.
What would I rather be doing on a Wednesday and Thursday night?
Nothing.
Except curled up in front of the TV.
Well, the posture you have is up to you.
Well, what I did say was, you know, this. I did Steve and Johnny's show after the Wednesday debate, and I said, I do it so you don't have to.
I've heard you say that before, and most of the time I think that's true. But when you can be a contributing member as a citizen of our democracy, Rick, by watching these educational debates, I think you have to take that opportunity, don't you?
I think you're displaying your ability to be a debate coach.
I'm shaming you.
Yes, you are. Well, we are going to talk about the debate and kind of to set this up, because I actually think over these two nights, the one takeaway point is, where does Joe Biden go from here? And to kind of set that up, Biden, you know, obviously entering these debates as the early front runner, but finds himself getting challenged along issues of generational change as well as race. And in the debate, Congressman Eric Swalwell of California kind of kicked things off, although Biden did kind of get the last word.
Joe Biden was right when he said it was time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans 32 years ago.
I'm still holding on to that torch.
So you had that, though, but that kind of, you know, and obviously Swalwell trying to get in as much as he can as a little known candidate, but perhaps the most dramatic moment of either of the debates was the California Senator Kamala Harris taking on Vice President Biden on the issue of race, and here's kind of an edited, condensed version of that.
I would like to speak on the issue of race. Vice President Biden, I do not believe you are a racist, but I also believe, and it is personal, and I was actually very, it was hurtful
to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. You know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
Look, everything I've done in my career, I ran because of civil rights. I continue to think we have to make fundamental changes in civil rights.
Now, Biden came to Chicago the next day, among several candidates for this Rainbow Push Coalition convention. And Biden basically tried to somewhat clean up his debate performance.
I'd like to say something about the debate we had last night. And I heard and I listened to and I respect Senator Harris. But, you know, we all know that 30 seconds to 60 seconds on a campaign debate exchange can't do justice to a lifetime committed to civil rights. I want to be absolutely clear about my record and position on racial justice, including busing. I never, 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 ever opposed voluntary busing.
That's Joe Biden there. Am I wrong to say that this isn't kind of the largest takeaway from both nights? Is where's the front runner?
I think that's accurate. With Biden, the question is not whether he's done, but how he responds. And Friday was an effort to try to clean up what had happened at these debates. So if you put it together, it's what happened to him, what happened to Harris, and what happened to Elizabeth Warren in the first night. I think those are the main takeaways. A couple of other people did well. I thought Castro did well, Buttigieg. But those three, Warren, Harris, and Biden, are the three dynamics that I think are the most interesting coming out of those debates.
And I think Harris now is selling fundraising T-shirts with I'm that little girl.
Not now. Not selling them now. Sold them hours after the debate was done, right? I mean, immediately. So this was a well-coordinated strike on Joe Biden. Watching Biden, I was actually reminded, some people said, well, the fact that he slipped was a reminder of Ronald Reagan doing it in a debate in 1984 against Walter Mondale and seeming like he was losing it and then being able to come back in the next debate and get off the stunning one-liner about my opponent's youth and inexperience. Some people pointed to that. You could think about even Barack Obama in 2012 having a miserable debate against Mitt Romney.
Right.
I actually was reminded of a primary debate. Since this was a primary debate in 2008, it was actually in October of 2007 with Hillary Clinton, where she was the clear leader, the class of the field. There was an inevitability around her. They'd gone through a series of debates, and she always looked like the best debater and the best prepared candidate among all of them, including Barack Obama and including John Edwards. And then at that debate in Philadelphia, she got a question about driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants,
right,
and the practice in New York, and she waffled on it. And that waffling played into a larger frame, a larger understanding about who she was as a political figure, a little too calculating. And it was John Edwards, not Obama, it was John Edwards who actually jumped on it, redefined it, focused on it, and made it a lightning strike of a moment in that debate that sent her wobbling a little bit. And that was the first time that her cloak of inevitability started to fall away. And that was what I was thinking about with Biden. And he's a much weaker front runner, I think, than Hillary was in 2007 and 2008. And that's what I felt coming out of it. It doesn't finish him off, but it raises some questions that were already there to some extent, but it deepens them.
We're speaking with Jason DeSanto, senior lecturer at the Northwestern Pritzker School of Law, as we dissect the two nights of Democratic presidential candidate debates. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin.
Who are you bringing to the WGN Radio White Sox family reunion? Luxury suite for 20. Your spouse, obviously. It would be awkward if you didn't. Your kids, to show them that hard contesting really does pay off. Your dad, so he can ask you, is this free? 35 times. Your mother, because she always knew you'd luck make something of yourself. Your sister-in-law, because there are ears that need to be talked off. And of course, your boss, because, duh. Rokan plays another clip at 5:40 tomorrow night. And you hear it the next day with Steve Cochran. Be caller 20 to win White Sox tickets and be qualified for the White Sox family reunion. From the flagship home of the Sox, 720 WGN.
Is this free?
Yes, Dad.
This week, Chicago's best is in the market for food from around the world. Marley and Elliot grab lunch and load up their shopping bags. Chicago's Best Markets, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. Don't miss one of Lyle's most treasured festivals, Eyes to the Sky, July 4th through the 6th. Eyes to the Sky features morning and evening hot air balloon launches, tethered balloon rides, two stages of live music, nightly fireworks, a children's area filled with activities for kids of all ages, a craft fair, and over 50 food vendors. Eyes to the Sky's tickets are on sale now, with proceeds benefiting local charities. Get your Eyes to the Sky's tickets at eyestotheskies.org.
Looking to relocate to Chicago's Lincoln Park, Streeterville, West Loop, the Gold Coast, or Lakeshore East? My name is Carla Mina, host of WGN's Market Overdrive and a licensed real estate broker with access to properties before they hit the market. If you're looking for the best deal, I want to be your negotiations expert. Call or text me at 312-498-8473. Again, 312-498-8473.
Tired of mosquitoes and flying insects ruining your outdoor events? Concerned about Zika and West Nile viruses? Bonide has your answers. If you've got biting mosquitoes in your yard, use Bonide's Mosquito Beater, ready-to-spray insect control that kills on contact. Bonide's all-natural line of mosquito beater repellents will protect family and friends at your outdoor parties and are even safe to use around children and pets. Bonide products are family-made in America. Bonide's Mosquito Beater products are available at a retailer near you or visit Bonide.com.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know promotional products work because they're everywhere from sales meetings and corporate events to trade shows. Ever wondered why or how to best use promotional products to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away an ebook called Promotional Products Work, absolutely free, to everyone who texts radio to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free ebook will reveal valuable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, help your cause, or simply grow your business. Get the ebook Promotional Products Work absolutely free by texting radio to 88988. That's RADIO to 88988.
Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Skyline studio with Jason DeSanto, senior lecturer at the Northwestern Pritzker School of Law. We're kind of dissecting the Democratic debate with particular attention to the Kamala Harris, Joe Biden confrontation, as it were. I was talking to Mike Memoli from NBC News, who was traveling with Biden, and Mike used to work in the Tribune's Washington Bureau, and we're talking about the debate performance. And one of the takeaways I had from Biden was that he kind of, you know, you're running for president, you've got nine other people on the stage, you have the microphone, and then he kind of gets to the point where he goes, oh, I see my time is up. Everybody else is fighting for every second they can get, and it's, oh, my time is up. That did not seem like a forceful debate strategy.
Well, aside from being an unfortunate metaphor for his political career, which became a headline, yes, but I think it would have been perfectly fine to have respected the time limits and respected in a way that others hadn't. That could have been even seen as statesmanlike, as long as what he said during the time that he had was a tight, vigorous, emotionally calibrated response. You played a little bit earlier, Rick, a clip from Push the next day, Operation right. Push, where he came and he gave
the cleanup.
The cleanup itself had, to me, the right messaging, but not still the right tone. So let's take the tone.
Okay.
On Thursday night, there were a couple of runs at it that Harris took at it, and she was very deft at not only positioning this as a matter of policy, but as a personal issue for her. She also previewed what she was going to say to Biden with the caveat, kind of softened it up by saying, I don't think you're a racist. And that is really... Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, there's another shoe coming, though.
Right. But it was emotionally attuned. And it framed what she was going to say in almost a kindly sort of way, which was deft and very effective. And then the personal aspect of her experience, which gave it another level of emotional resonance. And she did all of it, as she did everything the other night, fully embodied. I would characterize her performance as engaged.
Right.
She used her entire body. Her face was attuned to what she was saying. There was nothing seemingly political, for lack of a better term. Nothing programmed, seeming, about what she was saying. In contrast to most politicians in those moments.
Well, and making it personal.
Yes.
And being able to recite something personal kind of takes a step out of the politics.
Now, let's be clear. It's entirely political.
Absolutely.
All right.
But
it is a moment of personal experience, lived experience, that is rendered political in that moment. So let's not pretend that it's not being done for political purposes. It is. But it is personal. And she lived it. And she delivered it that way. His response glossed that over. His response at push, if you notice, the first line that he said was, I heard what Senator Harris said, and I respect her. That's the right place to start, said in a way that sounds convincing. Never said that in his answer the other night. He just started off by saying, that's a real mischaracterization. You can have, in that moment, outrage and umbrage. You should, if you've lived 40 years in the United States Senate and as vice president fighting for civil rights. But you have to start it by recognizing that you hear and understand the personal experience that somebody's just rendered. That speaks powerfully to many of the audiences that are watching, cutting across a lot of different political perspectives. He didn't do that. Then, when he went into his record, He didn't do what I think he needed to do, which was to say, not just to say I've been fighting for 40 years, but give me four or five specific things that you did over that time and couch them in the larger principle of always fighting for civil rights. And then if you want to end with, and when the time came to select a vice president, out of all the people that Barack Obama could have selected, I was proud and privileged and honored and fortunate that he turned and selected me. And then we fought together. Then you've provided all of the predicate, the values, the principles, and the personal experience of his in being a fighter for civil rights. And then you have an answer that's relatively complete. So even if she comes back and says, but what about busing? Now you have that context. And now,
so now you're kind of cherry picking one issue among a body of work, kind of.
You can set it into a context, and then you have several choices as to what to do with your position on busing. In the past, what he has said in his book, whether he wrote his book or not, I don't know, before 2008, was that he wanted to make busing a last resort choice in a very contentious time because it was tearing apart white communities and African American communities. Could have said something like that. Could have said, in retrospect, I should have been in favor of it, or you know, it would have been better in the end to have supported it. And that's what you learn. You do. You learn and grow as somebody who's committed to a principle and a value.
Well,
which is civil rights.
And
here's how you get there. And here's what we've done.
And for example, how he changed on the Hyde Amendment about taxpayer funding for abortions, which are prohibited by the Hyde Amendment, which he supported. Up until that became an issue, and within 48 hours, it's like, well, I've rethought my position on that.
I got the sense, Rick, watching him the other night, that he hadn't done this for a while, that he was trying to remember talking points on a number of issues that maybe he wasn't as well-versed in as other candidates who are out there every single day and have been for a year or longer because they've been in the political arena. He seemed like somebody who had studied for an exam and didn't have all the moves yet. He just didn't have all the notes that he needed. He's been a good debater in the past. what has made him a good debater is adherence to a basic rule that his debate coach in 2008, Michael Sheehan, gave him, which was the Arthur Murray rule when he was debating against Sarah Palin.
Know how to dance?
Dancing is very important in politics and in life, but yes. It was 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. And the basic principle they had in answering questions that year against Palin was current situation would be worse under McCain as president, would be better under Obama. And every answer should follow that framework. He's better when there is a basic framework for these answers, as most candidates are. He seemed to me like somebody who was trying to learn that framework on a bunch of substantive areas that he wasn't well-versed in yet. And that makes you look vague and weak. And it can happen to any candidate. But when it happens to a candidate who is in his late 70s, then questions are going to arise whether or not that's just who he is now or whether or not he's just rusty. And I think that's the question he has to answer more than any question on any particular issue.
We're speaking with Jason DeSanto, senior lecturer at Northwestern Pritzker School of Law. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin.
Going back. Goodbye!
This afternoon.
And a high, deep drive to right field. And another one! Out of here to right field for the White Sox.
The White Sox wrap up June and the series against the Twins. Andy's pregame at 12:35. Your first pitch comes at you at 1:10.
At the track. At the wall.
Flagship home of the Chicago White Sox, 720 WGN.
A bowl of cereal is fast and easy, but is it nutritious? It is when your bowl is filled with delicious grain-berry cereal with amazing Onyx sorghum, a whole grain that slows sugar absorption and contains more antioxidants and less sugar overall than most other cereal. It's great for everyone, especially those with diabetes or prediabetes. And now Grainberry wants to give you a coupon to try a box of Grainberry cereal redeemable at Jewel. Be one of the first 100 listeners to enter the contest page of WGNradio.com and enjoy.
Grainberry.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polydent so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
DriveChicago.com, your only source for pre-owned vehicles in Chicagoland. Buy from a dealer you can trust. Thousands of high-quality late-model vehicles, many coming off lease right now. Log on. DriveChicago.com.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions, not available in all areas. If you're a small business owner, you know that getting workers' comp insurance can be a hassle and a costly investment. In fact, data suggests that up to 80% of small businesses overpay for workers' comp insurance by as much as 30%. At Pie Insurance, we've created a new way and a better way, built from the ground up for small business owners. With Pie, you can get a quote online in as little as 2 minutes from your computer or smartphone. Our workers' comp insurance is A-rated by AM Best and helps protect your business and your employees. Whether you're in retail, automotive, healthcare, construction, or another industry, we invite you to take a look at Pie Insurance. We're here to help you get the right coverage for your small business at the right price for your bottom line. Now, getting workers' comp insurance for your small business is as easy as pie. Get a quote online today at pieinsurance.com. That's PIEinsurance.com.
We'll continue talking about the Democratic debate as well as the issue of a Supreme Court ruling involving gerrymandering of political districts. And while that may be a benefit to Republicans who control many state legislatures around the country, it's a big win for Illinois Democrats. That's up ahead. Right now, though, it's 8:31 on this Sunday morning. Time for the news. Here's Dave Schwann.
A wonderful meeting is how President Trump described his get-together with North Korea's Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone between the North and the South today. As the president was leaving South Korea, ending his four-day trip to Asia, he tweeted about becoming the first American president to set foot in North Korea, calling it a great honor. He has also hinted at inviting Kim Jong-un to visit the White House. As the Pride Parade gets underway at noon today in Chicago, the theme this year is Stonewall 50, Millions of Moments of Pride. It marks the 50th anniversary of the uprising at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. 1 million people are expected on that parade route, which starts at noon at Montrose and Broadway and ends at Diversey and Sheridan. 3 people are in stable condition after a shooting on Interstate 57 at Calumet Park. Authorities say the 3 were riding in a van on 57 near 139. When someone in another car pulled alongside and began shooting, the van pulled off near 127th Street and went to a local hospital. No one is in custody. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
XYZ Heating and Cooling.
My air conditioner quit and...
Hold, please. Service.
My air conditioner broke, and I need service this morning.
Sorry, the soonest we can have a tech at your house is late tomorrow. And there would be an overtime charge in addition to our travel charge.
Yikes! Bye.
Hi, it's Dick Hochschild, owner of American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, with my wife, Elizabeth.
When your air conditioner breaks, you want it fixed right and right now.
At American Weathermakers, we're the 60-minute men. If you have no cooling, we'll be at your home in 60 minutes or give you a free $60 gift card for the repair.
And we never charge for travel or overtime while offering a lifetime warranty on our repairs.
Plus, we have the best prices on the top furnace and air conditioner brands every day.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
Call toll free.
855-955-HVAC.
For details, visit AmericanWeathermakers.com or call 855-955-HVAC.
We at Marconi make one heck of a jardinera, a delicious, spicy mix of peppers and garden vegetables and oil that's become a Chicago tradition. It's the perfect complement for hot dogs, Italian beef, sausage, grill outs. However, can't help but notice that some people have a bit of trouble pronouncing the name.
Pass the Giardiner. Do you have any gardener? Gardeneria?
Gindarier. You don't have to call it Giardinera. Just say Pass the Marconi.
Pass the Marconi.
And see what other delicious Marconi products are available online at marconi-foods.com.
This news sponsored by Team Hochberg, WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Homers came fast and furious for the Twins at Guaranteed Rate Field yesterday in their 10-3 win over the White Sox. 5 Minnesota homers later, and the series is even at 1 apiece heading into the finale today. Eloy Jimenez with his 14th home run of the season in the losing effort. Lucas Giolito will head to the mound today. It'll be the rubber game. I'll have the pregame at 12:35. First pitch with Ed and DJ coming your way at 1:10 right here on WGN. Javi Baez with a grand slam, Jason Hayward homered, and the Cubs blew out the Reds 6-0. Though the interesting point was in the 8th inning. Pedro Strop against Yasiel Puig, the count was 3-0, and Strop hit Puig with a pitch. The bench is empty, no punches were thrown. John Lester will pitch for the Cubs today in the series finale. Before the game yesterday, the Cubs have DFA'd Carlos Gonzalez and placed Cole Hamels on the injured list. In London yesterday, the fans were treated to a 12-run combined first inning. 6 in the top of the frame by the Yankees, 6 in the bottom by the Red Sox. In the end, though, baseball's first ever game in Europe saw the Yankees outslug the Red Sox 17-13. They'll finish up the mini two-game set coming up tonight. And tonight, Major League Baseball will announce the All-Star reserves and pitchers on television, a made-for-TV event. We'll find out if Lucas Giolito and James McCann will head to Cleveland for the White Sox. Chris Bryant hopes to hear his name as well for the Cubs. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, expressways, and tollways moving well at this point on this Sunday morning. On the Blue Line, though, we have some residual delays on the Blue Line. Trains headed to O'Hare because of earlier police activity at Irving Park. So again, Blue Line trains headed to O'Hare, running with some residual delays after police activity at Irving Park. And, of course, we have the Pride Parade stepping off at noon today. Broadway and Montrose, it moves south-southeast to Diversey and Sheridan. Parking bans along that parade route have already been in place, and violators will be towed. Street closures are expected to start at about 10:30 this morning. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Partly cloudy skies today. Showers and thunderstorms moving in later this afternoon. Warm and humid, highs in the upper 80s inland, around the 70s along the lakefront. Partly cloudy, chance of showers overnight, low near 70. And for tomorrow, hot and humid under partly cloudy skies. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible later in the day, and a high near 90. O'Hare has 80, Midway 81, Tinley Park 74, Chicago's Lakefront 72. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and these are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Once again, here's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.
Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune. As we continue discussing and dissecting the Democratic debate, joining me now on the phone is Chris Mooney, political scientist at the University of Illinois Chicago, part of the University of Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs. Chris, thanks for joining me.
Hey, my pleasure, Rick.
We've also got Jason is in studio. I don't know if you were able to hear some of our discussion about the Biden-Harris incident, and what does that mean for Joe Biden in your view?
Well, you know, Joe Biden seems like the kind of guy that in a previous period of time, with a smaller group of people in a time where things are not so
instantaneous,
crazy, upset, and in many different ways, right? Yeah, or combustible. I don't know. Then he might have been the sort of the stand-in, the guy. You know, okay, well, let's let him take care of things until we. But he just looks like a deer in the headlights, and even Bernie to some extent. I think clearly his moment is past. You know, when he was the center of all things left wing. Now that's split up, and there are more. You know, I mean, remember in 2016 we were thinking about why are all these young people, enamored of this. You know, this old guy with two pairs of underwear, right? I mean, he didn't seem like a normal, charismatic guy. And he wasn't. And now we've got alternatives, or, the Democrats have alternatives, so that they can have their sort of pretty strong left wing points of view in a more attractive package. And then they've got a variety of flavors to choose from now.
Jason DeSanto is still here in studio with us, and I think Chris makes a good point that about Bernie Sanders, and you're seeing different flavors of that Sanders populism, progressiveness, but different flavors, different packages. And where does that leave Bernie Sanders?
Well, that was the advantage for Elizabeth Warren on the first night, was to be on the stage
without him
mm-hmm. and literally in the center of the stage and demonstrating that she has the ability to do something that Bernie has always struggled with, and that is to take a populist outrage and to marry it to small pictures and stories about people who are affected by that in a way. She takes the political and makes it more personal. Even just talking about how somebody has a harder time going to get a prescription filled is just a small little snippet, a little picture that has an emotional content, a personal content, a human content that Bernie and his voluble style has had trouble capturing in the past. And she is quite good at doing that with the same kind of policies that Bernie has pursued in the past. And that gives her an ability to reach people that I think he cannot. And being able to do that also as a woman and appealing to female voters in a way that Bernie can't gives her a position that he just doesn't have. He deserves credit for shifting the dialogue in that party to a different place.
Which he readily, points out is that, look at the things I was talking about, and I was viewed somewhat as radical, and now that is the mainstream talk of many of the candidates in the Democratic Party.
Yet as a leader, there was always a question, and has been a question, with, well, how effective would he actually be if he were the president? Does he have an ability to not only to fight, but also to have the patience to push through legislation and do those things? And there's something about Warren that reads more capable to me, as somebody watching her perform in debates in those settings, than it does for him. It seems like there are different gears that she has that he at least hasn't been able to demonstrate yet. So I think that's worth watching.
Well, Chris, I mean, one of those things, such as Chuck Todd's question about, you know, can you work with Mitch McConnell, kind of thing. I mean, do you share that view with Jason about Warren perhaps more able to get things done than the angry Bernie Sanders?
Well, you know, I can understand where that impression, why you might have that impression, and certainly she's had a little more executive experience than Bernie has. Well, maybe, you know, mayor of Burlington, you know, head of the CDP or whatever it was that she was running. You know, maybe those are comparable. They're both of them are, you know, their appeal is not in their, you know, I've you know, it's not the George H.W. Bush, I've been in every job, now it's my time, I'm trained, you know. It's more of the Trump. I'm a big, you know, I got big ideas, I really don't know what I'm doing, but let me give me a try, right? You know, it worked out for the Democrats in 2008 because Barack Obama had basically zero administrative experience. And I think a lot of people are wondering, well, what's the guy going to do? I mean, he gives a good speech, but, you know, how's he going to manage, you know, DHS or something like that? And, you know, people have different points of view on that first presidency, but I think it's certainly very few would say that it was not well run in general and relative to other administrations, and particularly the current one.
So in the kind of the takeaway, obviously, you've got Kamala Harris, California senator, former California attorney general. Where does she fit into the equation? And I have to say, you know, after having watched Elizabeth Warren here in Chicago and the way she was able to communicate, I haven't seen a lot of Kamala Harris other than truly perhaps the debate. And I'm curious about, you know, where she fits on this kind of spectrum in the candidates field.
I think she's somewhat, you know, it's hard to tell because they are all shifting in some sense. For example, Elizabeth Warren coming out with the Medicare for All thing during the debate. I mean, so it's, but I get, you feel like she's a little bit to the right of, you know, you've got the big center of, you know, well, there's a whole bunch of people that we don't really know who they are or what they're doing there.
Well, let's face it, we won't need to know much longer, have a feeling.
It's like the guy on the end, get out of here, you know, quit talking.
Right. You
know? And then Bill de Blasio jumping in every now and then and yelling at people. I mean, yeah, it was a spectacle. But Kamala Harris, I think she demonstrated that, you know, her resume is a good one, right? And she has shown herself to be quite smart, in some hearings in the Senate to date. And, but I think what this showed is that she, you know, she's a good political animal as well. I mean, she knew what she had to do. It's like the first day you walk into the prison cell and you got to get the biggest person in the room and punch him in the mouth because that's the way people are going to get attention. And that's exactly what she did. She took the biggest person in the room and punched him in the mouth. And people got people's attention. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Well, Jason, we've got a texter who say they think that she is too planned, no charisma, too calculated, Kamala Harris.
There's a difference between calculated and having a plan. She had a plan the other night. And to Chris's point, I think when you're finding yourself on the outside looking in, you've got to get yourself into the fray. I will say, to the texter's point about charisma, one of the puzzles I had about her candidacy leading into the other night was how somebody so charismatic and dynamic could be so boring. She was. For months, watching her town halls and watching her in other settings, there was a
disconnect?
There was a dullness, which was not consistent with somebody who, in other settings I had seen, be very dynamic. And in the Senate, particularly when she questioned Bill Barr, was electric in the way that she put her questions together, probed him, sliced him, and diced him in a way that was engaging and on point. And what was different the other night, and maybe it was because a recognition of the moment, maybe it was because she had something to push against, maybe it was because of time limits, which often help candidates, don't hurt them, they make them crisper and tighter and more aggressive. All those things combined, she was able to take her natural dynamism and charisma and harness it in that moment. And people in a political setting, this goes to my point earlier, Rick, which is, yes, they are taking something personal and they are harnessing it at one moment in political theater. And so there's always something about that that's going to seem, at one level, a little bit planned. When Lloyd Bentsen took down Dan Quayle in the 1988 vice presidential debate, saying he's no Jack Kennedy, there was nothing about that that was natural.
Correct.
Yeah. But it was
a great line.
Impactful, and immediately damaging. And nobody said, wow, that Lloyd Bentsen was too planned and calculating.
Or that it was a cheap shot.
Yeah. So, to me, what she executed was a melding of the political and the personal in a way that the very best politicians in these settings are able to accomplish.
That's Jason DeSanto, senior lecturer from the Northwestern Pritzker School of Law. Jason, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
we'll
Rick.
Continue our conversation with Chris Mooney as we the other side of this break, when we talk about the U.S. Supreme Court gerrymandering decision and how that will affect things here in Illinois. Right now, though, time for that break. You're listening to The Sunday Spin on WGN.
Orion Samuelson. No one is less impressed with Steve Cochran's new game, Know Your Green Acres.
Did you know Green Acres is actually based on a real-life experience?
No, I did not.
So let me throw a few Green Acres questions at you. Let's see if you paid attention.
Okay.
What was Mrs. Douglas's first name on the show?
I have no idea.
Lisa.
Okay.
What was Oliver's middle name?
I have no idea.
Oliver Wendell Douglas. What was the pig's name on the show?
I have no idea.
Arnold. You know the sales?
I think I do recall, yeah.
Do you remember the theme song? Land spreading out so far and...
Nope.
They go with the markets and the farm reports.
Farms without Ava Gabor.
On the Steve Cochran Show with Dave Mornings on WGN Radio.
Townstone Financial is synonymous with great rates, low closing costs, and phenomenal service to the thousands who have completed purchases and refinances with us since 2002. Hi, my name is Barry Sterner, owner of Townstone Financial. Let's hear about the Townstone experience from one of our customers.
Looking towards the future, like, you know, I experienced this. We were done, we had the mortgage, and then a few months ago, you called me up, you're like, hey, rates just took a drop this morning. I don't know how long they're going to last. If you want, we can actually get your rate down from 4.125 to 3.625 with zero closing costs. He's like, it's basically free money. So, like, that is superior service. That's fact that you can't compete with Townstone.
Remember, nobody values your business more than Townstone Financial, and I'm always available to answer your questions. Call me now at 312-896-2110. That's 312-896-2110. Or go to townstone.com. That's TOWNSTONE.com.
Townstone Financial is licensed in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida. NMLS 136639. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Equal housing lender.
Walking. You take it for granted until you can't do it anymore. I'm Julian, and I was 22 when I hit my head diving. I was airlifted to Northwestern Memorial Hospital and underwent complex spine surgeries. With a child on the way, I had to walk again. For him.
The Northwestern Medicine Spine Center is part of the number one hospital in Illinois, as ranked by U.S. News and World Report.
Now, I have a son and my life back.
Northwestern Medicine. Learn more at nm.org/better.
At CDW, we get that business needs flexibility. So have CDW implement Nutanix Enterprise Cloud for your public, private, and hybrid cloud needs.
That sounds complicated.
It's not. It simply enables your business to evolve without risk, giving you the flexibility to scale up for future growth while reducing costs.
Yeah, still complicated.
It saves money.
Oh, I understand that.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Nutanix.
Attention investors, not earning 18 to 21%? Then you're losing. Big time. National Realty's Class A Property Fund includes only prime income producing property, built far below market value. You're secured, you're recession proof with large apartment buildings. You're diversified with income streams from multiple buildings. You have 100% of free cash flows paid to you first. This portfolio has $600 million in new construction equity value in Brooklyn, Hoboken, the Jersey, Gold Coast, and Delray Beach, Florida. National's 12-year track record of proven success with $800 million of property under management is based on prime income property only. Stop recession risk and stock market churn with diversified 18 to 21% returns for IRAs or cash flow. Once you see these Class A locations, you'll wonder what took you so long to call. Call 201-210-2727. That's 201-210-2727. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first and invest wisely. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. National is a real estate development firm. See us at NRIA.net.
Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune. Joining me on the phone, good friend of the program, Chris Mooney, political scientist at the University of Illinois, Chicago. And Chris, I want to shift from the debate to, I think, was a very significant ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court, Chief Justice Roberts delivering the opinion that basically ruled that questions of political gerrymandering, of redrawing political boundaries is non-justiciable, and it, frankly, is not an issue to come before the federal courts. And I mean, that's like a blanket drop statement there. And so that issues of whether maps are drawn too partisanly to benefit one party or the other, you can't bring it to federal court.
Yeah, and that, you know, that goes back, this goes back, the Supreme Court has kept out of this for a long time. I mean, they talk about the, you know, they didn't want to get involved back in the 40s and the 50s. They didn't want to get involved. There was some, you know, egregious malapportionment. In other words, some state legislatures in particular, where you'd have, you know, one district with, you know, 10 times as many people as another district in it, which, you know, which is, of course, unconstitutional as it was found later. But it took sort of 15 years of cases for the court to finally, you know, get to a point where, yeah, I guess that's the problem. You know, so the fact that it's, and the fact that, you know, they're still keeping out of it demonstrates that they really, I mean, you know, generations of Supreme Courts have really been, either they want to keep out of this if they can, because it's, as they once called it, a political thicket. And they've reaffirmed that now. And even in an era like today, where we have, you know, really fine-tuned and precise, redistricting ability that we, you know, well, they used to do it on the back of an envelope.
Well, I was just going to say it. Yeah, whenever, every 10 years, I would always check the legislature's budgeting, because to see how much was allocated for the computer time that they were going to have to use for the punch cards to try and do the maps. Uh-huh. And that, you know, now you can do them on a laptop, basically. Yeah. You can do them on an iPad. And, you know, obviously, you know, you've got to be respectful for the issues of the Civil Rights Act, Voting Rights mm-hmm. Act.
Right. You can't do it on race. You can't disenfranchise people based on race. You can disenfranchise them based on their party. That's fine. But you can't do it based on race or other kind of protected classes. But things like sexual orientation and gender are equally distributed more or less around the country. And so that's never been an issue. But it's, race is the key issue, because redistricting has been used historically to disenfranchise non-white people.
Well, really quickly, this is a big, big win for Illinois Democrats.
You know, in Illinois, we think of this as a Democratic issue, but in the nation as a whole, it's
a Republican
issue.
Correct.
That's right. Because the reason that the Republicans have such a lock, seeming lock on the House now, as once the Democrats seem to, you know, even so in a big wave year, they, you know, it was very difficult for, you know, it was difficult for the Democrats to win. I mean, they did it, but they had a really powered down. And that's, you know, because especially in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania and in North Carolina in particular, it was a concerted effort that was done prior to the 2010 election by a small group of Republican operatives who targeted sort of key districts in those states that they could just come in the last couple of weeks and hit them with a couple hundred grand and, you know, take out the guy who was the state senator, you know, for 20 years because he never really ran much of a race before, you know, but bam, he got hit blindsided and suddenly he's out. And then the Republicans took over the chambers. They won, you know, just having Tea Party years. So they won the governorships and they won more legislative seats than they've had since Herbert Hoover was president. And that gave them the maps that are now being challenged and have been upheld. Not all of them, but right. You know, this particular case. And that locked them in.
Right. And so, I mean, we'll watch as this develops after the 2020 census and see where we end up with these maps. Chris Mooney, political scientist at the University of Illinois Chicago, part of the University of Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Anytime, Rick. Bye-bye.
We'll be back with more right after this.
Who are you bringing to the WGN Radio White Sox family reunion? Luxury suite for 20. Your spouse, obviously. It would be awkward if you didn't. The kids, to show them that hard contesting really does pay off. Your dad, so he can ask you, is this free 35 times. Your mother, because she always knew you'd luck out, make something of yourself. Your sister-in-law, because there are ears that need to be talked off. And of course, your boss, because duh. Rokon plays another clip Monday afternoon at 5:40. When you hear it again the next day with Steve Cochran, call her 20 to win White Sox tickets and be qualified for the White Sox family reunion. From the flagship home of the Sox, 720 WGN.
This is free.
Yes, Dad.
You know that section of the bookstore featuring employees' top picks?
With little cards and handwritten reviews?
Well, if we had that section at Penny Mustard, it would only feature the Dane bedroom.
My card would say smoking hot. You'll feel more sophisticated just for having the Dane bedroom in your home.
My review would read, the perfect balance of iron and wood with a smoky sandstone finish makes the Dane bedroom stand out from the rest.
And mine would say, I find this beautifully written tale to be both haunting and rollicking, gritty yet sensitive, crackling with pitch-perfect phrasing. A triumph. I only wish it had more pictures.
Anyway, the Dane bedroom's clean, crisp lines fit any decor.
And it's backed by our 287-year warranty.
Another sophisticated masterpiece from Penny Mustard.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the movie adaptation.
The Dane bedroom with queen bed, 8-drawer dresser, mirror, and 3-drawer nightstand. Starting at 5313 at Penny Mustard.
6 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Better versions of what people want. Penny Mustard Furnishings.
Sometimes it's hard to keep your cool, like when your AC decides not to work. Trust ABC and consider it cool. Schedule today at 4abc.com. ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Consider it done.
Chicago's baseball rivalry continues as the Wintrust Crosstown Series moves to the South Side. Join WGN Radio at Cork and Carry at the park Saturday, July 6th, starting at 3 o'clock for a live White Sox Weekly with special guest Rokon, plus the chance to